Just quickly, if you've got a question you would like answered on this show, then head over to @AshBorland on Instagram and drop me a direct message. I answer questions from people all the time on this show, and it's one of my favorite things to do every single morning before I start my day. So if you've got a question within marketing or sales or processes within financial services, then drop me a DM @AshBorland on Instagram, or ashborland.com/Instagram, and it'll redirect you there, and I will answer the question on the show when we get around to it. Anyway, let's get into this episode. So in today's episode, we are answering the question, which is, how can mortgage brokers leverage local events or sponsorships for marketing? So how can they leverage local events or sponsorship for marketing? Which is a great one, to be fair. This is one that I think, honestly, local events and sponsorship is something that every mortgage broker should be doing. Because in my opinion, local is king, especially if you're starting out. I've said this many times, I think, in the past. My biggest mistakes I ever made was that I didn't start local. I dived straight in and I just started trying to do national when I was a broker at the beginning. And I learned that, and then learned the hard way, and I reversed it. But from working, I dived in, I was like, I'm going to work with everybody, because first time buyers, they are all my ideal clients. Like, I can work with as many people as possible, and because of that, then I'm going to just make as much money as possible. And truthfully, that was a big mistake. Actually, what I should have done is started local, become the go-to local broker. I also should have not named the business a business name. I should have named it my name, but that's a whole other kettle of fish. And then from there, only from there, I should have then started to expand. And local events was one of the biggest ones. Now, Matt Giggs is a guy that's been on the podcast. He is the one of the founders of Giggs and Co, which is a very large estate agency to me here in Cambridgeshire, and it's big. And Matt's been on the podcast talking about estate agency and how he grew his brand. And he built his entire brand locally by becoming a local juggernaut just by sponsorship and events and local things. So how can they do it? Well, let's talk about them in detail. So the first things you can do, and I think it's the easiest one to do, is sponsor local football teams. So football is normally the heart of your village or town that you live in. Now, of course, if you live in a city, chances are that's not going to be very easy to do that, because it's going to be huge. But if you're in a local town or village, then yeah, sponsoring local football teams is going to be the kids. Now, this can be adult. You could do the kids in regards to, you could do the kids teams. So adults and children's teams that are sponsoring these local teams are going to get you straight away into probably the heart of that community, because football is such a big part of it. And actually, if you've got the budget and you have a large enough budget to do it, this is not very expensive. A lot of the time it's actually quite cheap. And as with mortgage brokers, we have a large profit margin, which very few, unless you obviously have like offices and space and stuff, but most of the time you have a large profit margin. So being able to have this, I personally would say sponsor every team you can. If you can sponsor all the local teams, you're going to be off to a winner. So local football teams is the big one. Now notice that I didn't say local sports teams, because local sports teams would be the next one, which would be other sports. Now other sports, personally, you will know this depending on your local area. Some areas will have more sports that are more seen as that local area. Like rugby, for example. I worked in Royston. Rugby was their big thing. Everyone who lived in Royston, rugby was the thing. So sponsoring the Royston like rugby club probably was a good idea. But rugby club where I live right now, no one really cares about it. So it's, again, there's going to be these local sports, hockey, cricket, things like that might be very niche to where you live. And these can be a good idea, but still doesn't negate the fact that this one here, the football teams, are always going to be a winner. So sponsoring local football teams, really great. And the next one to do on top of that would be school fates. So why do I say, so it's school fates or events. So school fates and events. Now, school events are going to be bigger than local events in regards to like village fates, town events. School events are going to be bigger, and the reason why is because the audience there, the people there, are people's parents. So the kids' parents are going to be there, they're going to be helping out, which means you're going to get more access. Remember, this is not about it is about trying to build your brand, but it's not about trying to become some local celebrity. It's about trying to get access to people so that they start to like you. And this is why school events are great. Again, another reason why school events are so good is they're cheap. The budget for school events is very small. So you don't have to give a lot of money in order to see these as a big return on the investment. Now, the reason why this is the case is that because if you start going into larger events, you want to start sponsoring big things, then yes, over the budget gets larger and larger for the return on the investments. Why, by the way, you see a lot of these big providers, especially in our area and in our kind of line of work, and they're like, sponsor the event, sponsor our mortgage insert here event or protection insert here event, and it costs you £10,000 for a table. That's a big spend for not much return. That £10,000 most likely could go and sponsor all of these probably for a few years, and you would get way more business from it. So it's all about what you're trying to get from your business. So school events, local events, other sports, and so like sports events, local teams, they are a massive one. So that's talking about sponsorship. But what about we talk about volunteering? So if you did volunteer, definitely can't spell volunteer, so we'll just not spell that. But if you, I'm trying to write on my whiteboard, people who listen to this. So if you do volunteering, then these can be other things. You can also volunteer at those school events. So if you go to the volunteer at the school events, then not only is your brand there, but you are there. You can volunteer at, I have a client of mine that volunteers at soup kitchens in the local area. Now, again, this is going to open up and show character of who they are. So the volunteering of soup kitchens, you could volunteer a big one that I like. Yes, school fates. The school, one of the clients I actually work with who does super well on this is they volunteer to drive the school floats for the school fates. That's what they do. They have a pickup truck, they attach it to the back of a wagon, and they pull the truck, and the wagon, the truck they have is branded with their business, with their mortgage business. But they pull the truck, they pull it. It's a smart move. Their business is branded all across that truck while they're driving, with all of these kids on the back, with all the parents taking photos of themselves, of their kids on the truck, on the kind of like the trailer at the back, but the truck's in the shot and it's got all of the branding all over it. So again, smart moves. So these are ways in which you can leverage the local events, and you don't need to spend a lot of money on them, but personally, that would be it. Now, when I say volunteering, you probably see the rest of it. It's going to be volunteering school fate. It's going to be volunteering. I put like a client soup kitchens. It could be volunteering with the Cubs, the Scouts, whatever it may be. If you think it's relevant to what you do and you can sponsor that event, or there's some form of, and usually these two go hand in hand. If you sponsor the event, rule of thumb is you should also volunteer at the event. Don't just sponsor it and then run away. It's a bit like the football thing. If you're going to do well sponsoring the football team, you're going to do even better if you go down on the Saturday and see the games. Now, okay, it's going to be better if you've got kids there. But like with me, where I live, we have a local, there's a pub and a cafe and everything where the football is played. So quite easily, I would just come down there and just hang out and have, and if I don't drink, but if I did drink, I'd have a beer on a Saturday. I'll have a beer, watch the game, talk to the people there. How's everything going? Whatever. Do you need anything else? Do you need more kit? Do you need more this? I'd be there constantly. Being a pillar of the community is what's going to separate you. That's how you'll stand out as a broker. That's how you win local. I think the mistake that people tried to make in this market is that they try to win on a much larger scale. And you don't need to be that big in order to be successful. You just need to be seen. And if you're seen in your local area, you'll do extremely well. Okay, so don't overcomplicate. Don't think you have to sponsor all the big teams. Just try and be visible in your local area. People will start to remember you, and then they will start to want to work with you. Don't try and pitch them business. That's the other thing. Do not try and do that. Wait and let them see that you are somebody who gives without expectation, and they will start to see you and welcome you into the fold. And when they welcome you into the fold, that's when they will all recommend you, and they'll start being like lead getters. They're going to get leads for you. They'll be referring you for you because you've never asked. That's the trick. Make them feel like they have to say yes, because they just would never say no to you because you've just been so good to them. Sponsorship on any level, you can do it. Look at the budget. I personally would be budgeting quite a bit of money to this each year if it was me. If I was a broker and I was doing like 100 grand a year, I'd probably be budgeting at least 10,000 on this a year as to how can I really give back. Because again, it's a write-off for the tax, but it's also a massive, because it's advertising, and it's a massive way of getting your eyeballs in front, your content and your business in front of more eyeballs. And you'll see a massive uptick on your content online because of this, because now people will start to know who you are. So they'll watch it more, they'll maybe comment on it more, they'll maybe like it more, they'll do more stuff with it. Okay, so it's definitely a domino effect. So give it a go and see how you get on. So if you have ever got any value from the content I create, from this podcast to my Instagram content to the free mortgage marketing blueprint that I update every single year, and you would like to show your appreciation completely for free, then it would mean the world to me if you head over to LinkedIn and leave me a recommendation. Let me know your feedback on what you've got from the show. It's wonderful to hear how this stuff is affecting and helping brokers in the real world. Head over to ashborland.com/LinkedIn and it will redirect you there. We need to be connected. So if we're not connected already, drop me a connection request. And if we are, just head over, just click on the button at the top and click recommendation or recommend. And fill out the rest. And it would, like I said, it really would mean the world. Anyway, let's get on to the next episode.